doers of the word. This message by Andrew Hoyt was delivered at Trinity Baptist Church on Sunday evening, March the 18th, 2007, and is taken from James chapter 1, verse 22.
Well, it's good to be back for spring break, and it's always nice to get a break from school every once in a while, since the last couple of weeks have been full of tests, papers, and projects. It's always nice to just sit down and breathe a sigh of relief. It's good to see everybody here today. I appreciate you guys giving me the opportunity to speak today. Thank you, Pastor Rod, for allowing me to have this opportunity. Well, let's open with a word of prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for just the many blessings you have given to us throughout this week. I thank you for just being a faithful God and just watching over us as we go out through our days. I come for you tonight and unworthy to give this message, God, but I pray that you speak through me and just give me the words to say and just open the ears and just speak out today, God. Thank you for your many blessings and allowing us to gather here and worship you, God. And I pray in your son's holy and mighty name. Amen. Well, I try to stay active at school and try to understand like what all the campus has to offer. I presently am a resident assistant in the men's dormitory. This means that on the halls of the dorm, I make sure that life is good. I'm in charge of about 26 guys, and so it's my job to make sure everybody's having a good time and nobody gets into any serious trouble. As an RA, that's what we call it, is just to make sure the well-being of everybody is doing good. I've loved my work this last year, and hopefully I can work as a RA for the next until I graduate. Pardon me. Getting used to it. I'm also a part of a Christian service club on campus. The club, which has been around for 25 years now, if I remember right, has devoted itself to service and to the campus and community. I'm right now vice president of the club, and I feel honored just to get the opportunity to serve the students and go out to different churches and stuff and just serve. It's been a great opportunity. You see, the reason I feel it's important to stay active on campus is that in our Christian walk, I feel it's important to stay active and use the talents God gave us to their fullest extent. You see, as Christians, we should always be striving to further the kingdom of God in all we do. As Christians, we should be furthering the kingdom and avoiding becoming complacent and stagnant in our walk. In the book of James, the author speaks to a persecuted people. The book of James was written as probably the earliest book in the New Testament. And so we can decide that he was probably speaking to the people of Israel as the Roman rule was coming over them. And so the people at the time were acquainted with very harsh persecution. James, throughout the book, tells of a faith without works is dead. He sympathizes with the people and tells them that all of the trials and tribulations they go through works perfectly into the will of his works. In the first chapter of James, starting in verse 19, he says, "Know this, my beloved brothers, let every person to be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger, for the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God." James says in these verses that hearing the things said to us is an important step to understanding the plan God has for us. When God speaks through his word, we should be open to hear the things he has to say. But God is not limited to just speaking to us through the Bible. He uses important people in our lives to convey important things to us. We should be open to hear the things our brothers and sisters have to say. What James continues to say is that we should be slow to speak. I was told a lot by my dad growing up that I need to think before I speak. And I can tell now I still struggle with this, mainly when I get up to speak in front of a large crowd, the looks of anticipation on my family's face. Almost sometimes a look of worry of what's going to what I'm going to say. The running joke is that you never know what's going to come out of this mouth. You see, as Christians, we need to be able to take the words given to us by other people and listen to them. Instead of speaking rashly, we should seek to understand what is being conveyed to us. We should, as Christians, be slow to speak and think about what we're trying to say. It also says, be slow to wrath. When we say or do things out of rash behavior, we're not furthering the kingdom of God. This keeps us from damaging if we think about what we want to say and not act rashly. This will keep us from damaging the work God has us to do. It says in here, for the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. It says to act or do things out of rash behavior doesn't produce righteousness. Other versions of the Bible will say, for the wrath of man does not work the righteousness of God, or it says, will not practice the righteousness of God. In all of these versions, there's a sense of hindering of action. These words, produce, work, or practice, these all imply how we should be in our Christian walk. The author, James, tries to tell us that we should strive to be hearers of the word, which in turn will produce a good understanding of the works of God. Our work does not end there. It is not just limiting to us to hear the word. There needs to be an action. Yes, it is beneficial to hear and understand the word said to us, but if that's all we do, we've missed the point. James says in verse 22, he says, but be ye doers of the word, and not just hearers only, deceiving your own selves. He says that being a good listener should not be the limit to our Christian faith. Instead, we should hear the things said and act accordingly. Being active in doing the things God commands us is the essential idea in this passage. We cannot sit back and claim to have a faith, yet our actions don't show anything for it. How can we claim as Christians to have an amazing faith and we just sit back and do nothing? If we claim to uphold the word and do not seek to act upon it, we have fallen short of what our walk should be. As Christians, we should always strive to understand the word of God and work to uphold it in all we do. God called every one of us to the ministry. This doesn't mean that we should all become pastors and missionaries, although this is part of the meaning. Being a part of the ministry, is seeking to serve God in our life. So we are called to serve our Lord in all we do. That is the ministry. Being a faithful servant is using those talents God gave to us to their fullest extent. If we turn to Matthew chapter 25, we find that Christ is preaching to the multitude and to his disciples on the Mount of Olives. And in verse 14, Christ says, for it will be like a man going on a journey, who called his servants and entrusted to them his property. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, each according to his own ability. Then he went away, and he who had received the 5 talents went at once and traded with them, and he made 5 talents more. So also he who had the 2 talents made 2 talents more. But he who had received the 1 talent went and dug in the ground and hid his master's money. Now after a long time, the master of those servants came and settled the accounts with them. And he who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 talents more, saying, Master, you have delivered to me 5 talents. Here I have made 5 talents more. And the master said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. And he also who had 2 talents came forward, saying, Master, you delivered to me 2 talents. Here I have made 2 talents more. His master said, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over little. I will set you over much. enter into the joy of your master. Then he who had also received the one talent came forward, saying, Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow, and gathering where you scattered no seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here, you have what is yours. But his master answered him, saying, You wicked and slothful servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown, and gather where I scattered no seed. Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and at my coming I should have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him, and give it to him who has the 10. For everyone who has, will more be given, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the worthless servant into the darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. In this parable, Christ tells of a man who had a lot of property. And he decided one day to go on a journey. And before he left his things in the possessions of his 3 servants. The servants received the talents, but each servant did not have the same number or type of talent. Each one had a different thing given to him. The first 2 servants chose to use their talents wisely and went out and used them to their fullest extent and in turn doubled their worth. The 3rd servant was foolish, though. He decided to go out and waste his talent and bury it. So finally, when the master came back, he asked each of them to give a full account of what they had done. For the 2 servants who had used their talents wisely, the master blessed them. But for the servant who foolishly did not use his talent, he cursed and cast aside. You see, God gives each of his children a gift or a talent. It is our duty as Christians and servants of God to go and use that talent to its fullest extent. The servant who does so is blessed. The servant who does not use his talent is cursed. We are called by God to use the gifts he has given to us to serve mankind and to minister them in all we do. Burying our talent does not further the kingdom of God. Christ is coming back one day. And on that day, we will have to give an account of what we have done to further his kingdom. You see, there is a danger of becoming inactive and choosing not to do anything. For God will not bless the one who chooses not to do anything. No gifts will be given to him. See, in the parable Christ told, there is an example of 2 different servants. There's the faithful servant and the unfaithful servant. As faithful servants, we should strive to do everything we can to further the kingdom of God and be doers of the word. The unfaithful servant is one who sits back and wastes the gifts God granted to him. In our Christian walk, we should strive to fulfill all the things of God so that when Christ does come back, we may give a full account of what we have done with his talents and that he may look upon us and say, Well done, good and faithful servant. In the book of Revelation, the last book in the Bible, the angel of the Lord is addressing 7 different churches, and in our text addresses the church of Laodicea. And this church had a big problem. They had become lukewarm in their ministry. It says in chapter 3, verse 14, And to the angel of the church in Laodicea write, The words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of God's creation. I know your works. You are neither hot nor cold. Would you that you are either cold or hot? So, because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. God is rebuking this church for becoming lukewarm, that they were neither hot nor cold. James warned against this. To be lukewarm is what he warned against, is to be hearers only. You see, the problem was that they had become comfortable and complacent in their ministry. They were not growing and they were not reaching anyone. Although it had not become a people that was completely fallen, there was no life. They were not furthering the kingdom of God. To say that you believe in something and then do nothing about it is to become stale. To be lukewarm is to be like a pond that has become stagnant. There is life in the water, but there's no activity at all. And eventually, after sitting there, the water will just dry up. To have a lukewarm faith, if we have a lukewarm faith, we too will dry up. To be a follower of Christ is to have an active faith. If you continue in verse 17, the author of Revelation says, "For you say, I am rich, I have prospered, and I need nothing, not realizing that you are wretched, pitiable, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined by fire, so that you may be rich, and white garments, so that you may clothe yourself, and shame of your nakedness may not be seen, and salve to anoint your eyes, that you may see. Those whom I love, I reprove and discipline, so be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and eat with him, and he with me. The one who conquers, I will grant to him, sit with me on my throne, as also I conquered and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." Your words should equal your action. We should back up the words we speak concerning our belief with the action that is needed to fulfill Christ's work. We should avoid hypocrisy in our work, that we avoid saying that we believe in something and our actions show nothing for it. We should maintain an active ministry until the coming of Christ. The verse that is usually misinterpreted is, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." Most of the time we are told that this is a verse according to salvation, that Christ is knocking on the door of our heart, asking to be let in. If we take the verse in context, we see that this refers to the time when Christ comes back and asks us to give a full account of what we have done. Like the parable of the talents, the master is coming, but the time of his arrival is unknown, so a call to be ready is made. In our Christian walk, we should maintain the work of Christ until he comes back, so that we may give glory in all that we have done. So, what do we need to do to maintain this action, to maintain the work of Christ? What is that we should do? There are three things. We should strive to understand the commands of God. We should always be seeking to act upon the commands he has given to us. And we should always maintain and continue his work until he comes again. In our faith, we should be continually striving to serve God in the best of our abilities. The walk of a Christian is a long road, and it is hard. But we have the assurance that God is always with us, placing his hand upon us and guiding us wherever we go. Always seek to give glory to God in everything we do, and he will bless you. Everyone has a different calling. Not everybody's calling is the same. Everyone has been given a different gift. We should come to know the gift God has given us so that we may use it to its fullest extent, that we may use it to his glory. And God will surely bless you. Let's pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for blessing us and making us able to give glory to you in all the things we do. I pray now that you guide us through this week and help us to use what you have given to us to their fullest extent, God. God, you are an amazing and powerful and almighty Father. Please bless us as we go throughout this week. In your Son's precious and holy name, amen.
You've been listening to a Plowman podcast. Find us on the web at theplowman.org. The Plowman features the preaching ministry of Rod Harris, pastor of Trinity Baptist Church in Tulsa, Oklahoma, located at the corner of 41st and Union. To learn more about the ministries at Trinity Baptist Church, visit us on the web at www.tbctulsa.org.